Good morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about the Yankee Doodle Trailings site in Butte, fire updates, and the Boy Scouts of America. It's Tuesday, September 3rd. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. A landmark sign from Bozeman's old Starlight Drive-In Theater has been returned to its owner after it was stolen last month. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported Saturday the second half of the two-piece Starlight sign was taken from outside Media Station Design Works, which specializes in making signs and artwork. The owner contacted police, who found the sign in the possession of two college students. Butte mining company Montana Resources now has the go-ahead from state officials to expand its waste storage facility northeast of town and the Berkeley Pit. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Montana Department of Environmental Quality issued its final decision allowing the copper mining company to build the Yankee Doodle Tailings Impoundment 50 feet higher on Friday. Paul Driscoll is with DEQ.
This will allow them to raise the end of tailings pond and basically continue mining and continue using the Yankee Doodle tailings pond.
Without the expansion of the site, Montana Resources officials have said they would run out of capacity for waste storage in 2021, which would prevent future mining. MR's VP of Environmental Affairs, Mark Thompson, says the expansion of the tailings facility buys the mine 10 more years of operation. MR applied for a permit to expand the site in 2017. Driscoll with DEQ says it is possible the company may wish to again expand the waste storage pond to continue the life of its open pit copper and molybdenum mine in the future. That would require another round of environmental impact analysis and public comment. Earlier this year, Montana DEQ announced the current request to expand the tailings site wouldn't impact local groundwater. The tailings facility is also part of a bigger Superfund site, which includes the Berkeley Pit. The decision announced Friday requires MR to discuss options of reclaiming Yankee Doodle more quickly than the company originally planned with its other Superfund partners. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A fast-moving grass fire north of Great Falls has Cascade County Sheriff's deputies evacuating homes near Vineyard Road, including all of Golden Valley Loop. A pre-evacuation notice has been sent to the residents of Cove Lane. That's according to Cascade County Sheriff's Department Facebook page. It says the Vaughn Fire Command has requested heavy aircraft from the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. The Sheriff's Department says eastbound winds are pushing the fire towards Bootlegger. There's also a new 7-acre fire burning 2.5 miles southwest of the town of Hot Springs. Confederated Salish and Kootenai Fire says the lightning-caused Welcome 1002 fire is being fought with a Type 2 crew on the ground and a Type 3 helicopter. The fire is being called 10% contained. It turns out the blue-green algae that forced state officials at Lake Elmo to warn recreators and swimmers to stay out of the water is non-toxic. The Billings Gazette reports the algae has been declared non-toxic after a week of testing Lake Elmo's waters. But Lake Elmo Park manager Terry Walters tells the paper that the signs cautioning people and pets will remain up for another 2 weeks. The algae had forced officials at Lake Elmo to cancel or relocate some of its activities, including the annual Tails and Trails Pet Fun Run, slated for this upcoming Saturday. Blue-green algae is native to Montana's freshwater lakes and reservoirs, and most of these algae blooms do not emit toxins. Some can produce harmful algal bloom, or HAB, which can result in HAB-associated illnesses or, rarely, in death. Part of a scenic highway in Glacier National Park will be closed for 2 weeks for maintenance work. The Flathead Beacon reported yesterday that Going to the Sun Road on the west side of the park will be shut down from September 16th to September 29th while crews apply a protective coating. The closure will extend from Avalanche Creek to Logan Pass, a distance of 16 miles. Boy Scouts of America is being threatened by a growing wave of lawsuits over decades-old allegations of sexual abuse. As Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports, more litigation is on the way, as lawyers for purported abuse victims from Montana prepare to file suit against the organization.
Seattle attorney Jason Amala says the Boy Scouts of America has for decades branded itself as an organization led by safe and trustworthy men.
But the Boy Scouts knew that wasn't true. Not all of them were safe and trustworthy. Thousands of them weren't. In fact, thousands of them were the exact opposite. They were some of the most dangerous men out there.
Amala, a partner of a law firm that specializes in abuse cases, says the Scouts knew when it was headquartered in New Jersey decades ago that hundreds, if not thousands, of Scout leaders were sexually abusing children. Amala says the Scouts at that time kept lists of men who were believed to have abused boys.
That works on the front end to help keep these guys out, although sometimes they let them back in, even though they knew they had these allegations of child abuse. But they didn't tell parents or kids what they knew. They basically sat on this information and didn't do anything to protect kids anywhere, including in Montana, including in other states.
New Jersey recently passed a law that will allow purported out-of-state sexual abuse victims to sue Boy Scouts of America for allegations of abuse dating back for decades. It provides those survivors an opportunity to sue under a 2-year window that opens December 1st.
The Boy Scouts headquarters for a little over 2 decades was located in New Jersey, and that includes the 60s and the 70s. What this means is that people who are abused in other states, including Montana, during that time period can now bring a claim in New Jersey for the abuse they suffered elsewhere outside of New Jersey.
Amala says dozens of men who say they were abused during their time in the Boy Scouts in Montana have approached his law office asking about their legal options.
Montana has tried to revive its own statute of limitations, make some changes, but they don't necessarily apply to everyone. So with this new law in New Jersey, you know, we're obviously going back to people that we've talked to in the past to say, hey, we think there may be an avenue now for you to come forward.
Montana Public Radio reached out to the Montana Council of the Boy Scouts of America for comment, but their representatives did not respond by Friday's deadline. The Associated Press reports hundreds of other lawsuits filed in Guam and other states have already strained the Boy Scouts' finances and have led the organization to consider bankruptcy, among other options. In a statement responding to a pending New Jersey suit, the Boy Scout says it apologizes to the victims and encourages them to report abuse to law enforcement. A lawyer representing 150 people who say they were abused as Boy Scouts is planning a suit there when the state's new civil statute of limitations law takes effect. Seattle attorney Jason Amala says the Scouts need to account for all the reports of sexual abuse and alleged cover-ups.
They apologize, but they keep their records hidden. The Catholic Church, they apologize, but they keep their records hidden. I think what you need, and what I hope these laws accomplish, is to help everyone understand what happened, because that's really the only way we're going to make sure it doesn't happen again in the future.
The Boy Scouts of America has set up a hotline to report known or suspected cases of abuse. A link to that website and phone number can be found on our homepage at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.